The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, a dream career looks set for a dream ending as Katie Taylor nears an announcement for her farewell fight to be held, apparently in Croke Park. The details will be revealed tomorrow at a press event in the stadium as the Olympic and boxing champion will finally get the long-sought send-off on home turf. I'm joined by sports writer Ciarán Cunningham now. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
Well, it looks like it is happening. It's taken a long time, hasn't it, to get to this point?
Yeah, it's probably, it's 10 years in September since Katie Taylor turned professional. And since then, there's been talk of her wish or, hope and dream and aspiration of fighting Croke Park at some stage. A few years ago, it didn't look very likely. You know, there was a lot of factors that were going against her. But over the last 6 months, it's been clear that there's been a will from both the GA and from maybe the government to help subsidise the event. And all feeling all around that it should happen, and it is going to happen now on Saturday, September the 5th.
Okay, so we're fairly sure of that date as well, are we?
We are, yeah. You know, that's a day. To be honest, the GA, there aren't even that many dates that are viable because the summer is taken up between the GA championships and a couple of concert dates, and once you get past September. The weather comes into play for an open air event. You know, there's still no guarantees with the first Saturday in September that it'll be dry, but there's a better chance than going October, November or some other date.
Now, Katie was here with us in the studio and she said, and she has said it often, just how much this will mean to her. It won't just be a fight, will it, Ciarán? It'll be a huge celebration and it'll be an opportunity for everybody here in Ireland just to say how proud we are of Katie Taylor.
Yeah, no, I should mention, we haven't mentioned, she's going to be fighting a French woman who's unbeaten so far called Flora Peely. She's had 12 fights and she's won them all, but I don't think she'd be in Katie Taylor's level anywhere near it. But it'll be a huge national event. I think you will have a lot of people there who've never gone to boxing before and may never go to boxing again. And they aren't so much boxing fans as Katie Taylor fans. And they have huge respect for what she's done, for what she's done for the sport, for what she's done for girls and women within the sport. And that she's been a role model to so many people. And, you know, all the surveys show that she's been the most admired person in Irish sport in the annual survey for year after year after year. And, you know, there are a lot of tickets to shift. Like on the day of her last professional fight in Dublin, there were tickets still available, and that was the Three Arena. And now that's, you're talking 8,000 or 9,000 capacity. This is 82,000 capacity. So there's a big job on their hands now to shift the tickets the next 3 months. But I think there will be such goodwill there that they will sell a lot of tickets.
And do you think this will be billed and timed on the 5th of September as a family event?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. That has been very much to the fore with Katie Taylor's team, that they wanted families there because they know the impact she has on children and teenagers. And they didn't want it to just be a typical boxing crowd. So I would expect that family tickets will be announced tomorrow. Often as well, the main fight on a boxing card starts very late. It can be 11, half 11, and that goes against families. But what helps in that regard is the curfew at Croke Park. You have to be finished at 10:30 because of an agreement with the residents. So it won't go on too late. And I would expect Katie Taylor will go into the ring between 9 and 9:30, which is family friendly, I think.
So you touched on this earlier about government support in terms of funding or subsidising the fight. Do you expect that we'll hear about that tomorrow too?
Yeah, like a couple of years ago, it was kind of brushed off by the government, but both the Minister for Sport and the Junior Minister for Sport, when interviewed in recent months, have been more amenable towards it. And there is a track record of the government subsidising, the likes of the NFL when they came here, the Ryder Cup, major sporting events that they see that there are benefits to the wider economy and even just in general goodwill to get involved. And I think there was such a public... not a public outcry, but a feeling within among the public that this should happen, and that if it needs a bit of help from the government, that people are happy for that to happen.
Ciarán, we'll await the formal announcement tomorrow, which we are expecting. But thanks for bringing us the detail on the Katie Taylor fight, Ciarán Cunningham, there, sports writer.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.